Now, WRTI critic at large, Leslie Valdez.
During one of his lucid moments from Alzheimer's, Gunner, the indefatigable hero of Bruce Graham's The Outgoing Tide, announces he's not going to spend the last days of his life in assisted living, let alone in diapers. He's got a plan. Gunner, a retired trucker and Philadelphia Teamster, is a braggart, a bully, and likable for all the warts and wonders of Richard Poe's brilliant portrayal. Graham's new play takes a look at a grim subject with the playwright's customary working-class wit. A family comes to grips with Alzheimer's and the mistakes they've made with their only child. Son Jack, played by Anthony Lawton, is the Outgoing Tide's least realized character, though as the gifted Lawton plays him, there are many layers. Jack is sensitive, gifted, the son who doesn't measure up to the dominant Gunner and who's been misinformed and mollycoddled by his mother. Jack, at his father's request, visits Gunner, who doesn't recognize him, and tells awful tales about this son, the chef. He's unaware Jack's given up his restaurant. We're never told why. Gunner had said, "Don't tell your mother," when he invited Jack to come. Jack has spent his life keeping secrets from one parent or the other. His mother, Peg, who wants to put Gunner in a home, is also requesting Gunner not be told things. And so the schemes and the secrets will accrue. The Outgoing Tide is funny, and it's poignant. Credit Graham's writing. Credit James Christie's direction. Credit these actors. Robin Mosley, who plays Gunner's wife, is a pistol as the obstinate Peg, once meek, now sure about the man who hugely irritates her and whom she loves. Designer David Gordon's Chesapeake Cottage is almost too magazine perfect on the outside for these people, but the interiors are just right. Arlie Kennedy's lighting is sublime. Tough Truths on stage at the Suzanne Roberts with The Outgoing Tide. Leslie Valdez, WRTI.